Well, I wonder if someone who knew very little about All Saints Church asked you to say in one or two words what church is about, what might you say? Well, it's a good question both for Palm Sunday as we approach the most important festival of the Christian year this coming week, and also as it is our annual meeting Sunday when we reflect on the past year and look ahead. Now, I'm not sure what you might say our church is about. Prayer, perhaps, or corporate worship, Bible teaching maybe, or serving people, or sharing good news, or community, praise, music. Well, all that would be good. But what we see in our Bible reading suggests an even better answer, and that is Jesus himself. Jesus, the church's one foundation. Jesus, the church's reason for being. Jesus, the one who is with us and inspires what we are and do. Well, this Holy Week and Easter, we're looking especially at Mark's account of those momentous events that changed the world. We read earlier on page 1021. About Jesus approaching the capital after journeying from his adopted home area of Galilee. And whilst Jesus and his closest allies are still just outside the city in the villages, Mark's choice of words is key. Chapter 11, verse 1. They drew near to Jerusalem. It was here where the climactic events were to take place. Here, as Jesus had just told the 12 back in chapter 10, verse 33, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. But first, we hear of the enigmatic incident of two of the 12 being sent to the village to find a colt, a young horse or donkey tied up. Now, they found that just as Jesus had told them, those watching them untie it and taking it away surprisingly had no objection, reminding us of God's provision and overruling. Well, then Jesus, we're told, verse 7, sat on the colt and began a short mile or so ride into Jerusalem. Now, most of us know from childhood that we remember this as the first Palm Sunday and give out palm crosses because, verse 8, many spread their cloaks on the road and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. But more significantly, verse 9, those who went before and those who followed were shouting. And their shouts included better words than they really understood. Their words were God's words, first recorded in the Psalms. And they speak of the identity and role of Jesus. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Now, these exclamations of praise are a recognition that this one entering Jerusalem is the new king, the Messiah, the Christ. Just as Mark has started his book announcing, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And now he is here, the Messiah, in line of great King David from 1,000 years before, the one who had foreshadowed the Messiah. And what the crowd shout is not just a shout of praise, of thanks to God for what he is doing. It is also, in some senses, a prayer. Hosanna, that word that the choir reminded of us in their anthem, has its origins in Psalm 118, where it means, save us, O God. So this king is the one who saves. This king is the one who brings rescue. Now, what kind of rescue the people that first Palm Sunday thought this one who saves was going to bring is not immediately clear. It may well have been a sort of political or even military salvation. Something like liberation from the oppressive Roman rulers. That's what they were thinking Jesus might bring. But the salvation he was actually bringing was very different. And it is, of course, pointed to in the very way that Jesus deliberately chose to enter the capital. This was on a young horse or donkey. Now, this was not just a kind of something that Jesus made up at that time or a convenience. Jesus was deliberately fulfilling one of the many prophecies about the Messiah in the Old Testament. Those hundreds of prophecies that we're reminded of by Adam last week. Palm Sunday is predicted in the prophet Zechariah several centuries before, chapter 9. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So here is a humble king. A king who will conquer not by force, but by self-giving. A king who saves not by fighting, but by dying. As Jesus has just told his friends a few verses before in chapter 10:45, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So the salvation Jesus brings is salvation, rescue from sin and death and hell. It is reconciliation with God. That is what he brings to those who believe in him. And it's all possible because he paid the ransom on the cross. Now, these words remind us what we are about as a church community. We are Jesus' people sharing his presence as the rescuing king and praising him for his salvation. And this is very much a team effort. So on our annual meeting Sunday, it is good to thank all those who play their part. In small groups, in public services, welcoming, leading prayers and reading and making drinks on a Sunday and serving in many ways. Those who help us praise God through music, coordinated so skillfully by Lester. And those who help in practical ways, cleaning the building here, dealing with money, opening and closing the building, making the parish hall run smoothly. And all who care and help and serve in different ways when we're not meeting together. Now, those lining the streets that first Palm Sunday were praising Jesus in a way as well as witnessing to him as well. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. You see, they were making Jesus known, making known who Jesus was. And that is very much our role too as his people in 2019. Our mission statement here at All Saints, taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, which is recorded as part of our annual report in the financial statement, underlines this. We seek to be church who, with gratitude to God for the privileges of being his people, have the purpose of declaring his excellencies to our parish and beyond. And all the members of a church community have a part to play in that purpose. And it's been good this year to see gospel seeds sown in different ways in our regular services, through group work, children's work in schools, special events like the sports quiz and girls' night out, Tuesday at 10, Sunday afternoon events in the hall, life explored and so on. Not to mention our own personal witness in all kinds of different ways as church members as we interact with people. And it's good too that we've been able to support gospel work elsewhere, including supporting Nicholas Haydock in Pakistan. And we're looking forward to new opportunities as the year unfolds, some through having Adam Young with us, which has been such an unexpected blessing this last year. Now, the rest of the Palm Sunday story and the next few days are also reminders that there is often opposition to Jesus and his saving mission. Mark tells us at the end of what John read for us, "And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple." Now, Mark records between this event on Palm Sunday and what we call Good Friday, all kinds of occasions where Jesus encounters the religious leaders, people who were advocating behavior and ideas that were contrary to what God had revealed in his word. Jesus' presence led to opposition, and that led ultimately to Good Friday. Now, sadly, in this broken world, being Jesus' people will involve facing opposition in some forms for us too. Now, we are spared the opposition that many of our Christian brothers and sisters face in other parts of the world. But there is some. And sadly, it can even come as here from religious leaders. Now, the PCC have had to consider issues this last year where senior figures in the Church of England, absorbing uncritically the values of some in secular culture, seem to want to change the Christian faith in order to fit the world. Some of these folks want to present Jesus as merely a figure to emulate, even if some of his teaching is wrong, rather than a saviour who died for sins and physically rose again. And some are putting forward views of human beings and the way that God has planned for us to relate and behave that are contrary to how God has made clear his plans in the Bible and as Christians have seen them for 2,000 years. Now, some think that this coming year will be significant with General Synod elections and Archbishop Sentamu retiring. Many feel that he, in his role as our diocesan bishop and also in his national role, has held back some of the so-called revisionist thinking which has caused such damage to gospel witness in America and elsewhere. And the concern is that his successor may not hold it back or may even promote it themselves. So do pray for God's overruling. And the way that things are going may well mean having to stand out for Jesus' truth in the Church of England, which might not be comfortable. So it's good that we've been able to partner with other parishes in this area through Renew, a national movement looking to pioneer, establish, and secure healthy local Anglican churches. And this has involved for us sharing Ben and his work as parish assistant, and also beginning to think about how we can work together more in mission and in the use of resources. Well, we began asking, if someone asked you to say in one or two words what church is about, what might you say? Well, a good answer would be Jesus. The Jesus who, though he was opposed, was made known on his journey to Jerusalem with shouts of praise and prayer. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus, the Christ who saves and who leads us to praise God and point others to him too. Well, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for all that he is. We thank you for his presence with us by your Spirit. We thank you for your grace through him, that through his death, he died as a ransom for many to bring us back to you. And we pray for grace to be Jesus' people here, that you would watch over our church, give us grace to stand firm for Jesus and to make him and his grace known to others. And we ask for his name's sake. Amen.